East.
Matt Taylor, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 3rd of July. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira, Fisher, Trafalgar, Fitzroy and Rockall. The general synopsis at midnight, low Spain, 1,013, expected Portugal, 1,016, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Utsira, northwesterly, backing southwesterly, 4 or 5. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate later. South at Utsira, northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, backing southwesterly, 4 or 5. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate later. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. Northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, thundery for a time, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger. Northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers for a time, good. Fisher, northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. German Bight, northwest, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. Humber, Thames. Northwest, backing southwest, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Dover, White. Variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. North, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Biscay, north or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers in south, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southeast. Showers in southeast, good. North Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Seoul, northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing westerly 3 to 5 later in west, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Irish Sea, west 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 to 6, showers good. Shannon, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northwest, showers, rain later in northwest, good, occasionally moderate later. Rockall, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Malin, Hebrides, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, thundery showers at first, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Bailey, south or southwest 4 to 6, showers at first, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Faroe, Faroes, south or southwest 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west, 4, slight drizzle, 16 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west, 4, 24 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by north, 3, 24 miles, 1,018, now falling. Lucas, west-southwest, 3, 15 miles, 1,022, now falling. Bridlington, west-northwest, 3, 1,023, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north, 4, 11 miles, 1,025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north by east, 2, more than 27 miles, 1,025. Jersey, north, 3, 19 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by west, 4, 11 miles, 1,027. Scilly Automatic, northwest, 2, 11 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Valentia, south, 2, 27 miles, 1,028, steady. Ronald's Way, northwest, 2, 22 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest by south, 5, 27 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 3rd of July. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure will gradually decline southwards. This will allow unsettled and increasingly windy weather to affect northern waters, while southern waters remain largely fine with lighter winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and occasionally 6 later in north. Fair at first, then thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West 3 or 4, backing south 5 or 6, then veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair at first, then thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5. Fair at first, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers for a time later in north, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 or 5, then veering westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 1 to 3, becoming southwesterly 2 to 4, then variable 1 to 3 again later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 1 to 3, becoming southwest 3 or 4, then variable 1 to 3 again later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 1 to 3, becoming northwest 3 or 4, then variable 1 to 3 again later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 or 3, becoming westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers for a time in north, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 3 or 4, backing southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. West 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in far north and far south. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west 4 or 5, then backing southwest 5 or 6 later. Thundery showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west 4 or 5, then backing southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, thundery at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, west 3 or 4, backing south or southwest 4 or 5. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for Prayer for the Day with Mariama Ifode-Blease.
Good morning. A few months ago, I found myself in a yellow taxi in New York City, going hurriedly from one meeting to another. I was in the city with colleagues learning more about and building a partnership with a church there through my role as priest at a London church. It was great to be back in a city I loved and where I had lived in my 20s. When we got to a busy part of town, a place called Columbus Circle, my taxi driver swerved into the correct lane, only then to hear a very loud horn from behind. The next thing I know, my taxi driver has stopped and the driver from the car behind was by the taxi driver's window. apparently, my taxi driver had cut in front of him. On an already warm spring day, the temperature was suddenly increasing. Both drivers ended up in the middle of the road, shouting at each other. I had a front row seat as the road rage unfolded. How and when to intervene can be a challenging question for us. As humans, we are social animals, having evolved to survive within an environment that is inhabited by others. It can be important to hold on to the fact that how others react, respond, and behave can often be out of our control. We cannot always intervene to make things better. We also cannot always ignore and shut our eyes in the hope that a situation will disappear. So today, I pray for the courage and wisdom to know if and when to intervene and how. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Mariama Ifode-Blease. Now, Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning from the stage at a festival. Don't be too alarmed. This is a farming festival. I'm at Groundswell in Hertfordshire. I'm actually looking out onto a big tent, and then beyond that, loads and loads and loads and loads of stalls. There's also demonstrations of machinery. There are 1,001 talks about farming and, of course, music, glamping, and probably later dancing. We are going to talk about regenerative farming, what it is and why both farmers and perhaps consumers should be interested in it. With me is Alex Cherry, one of the organisers. Alex, why is it a farming festival, not just an agricultural show?
Over the years, it's evolved as more and more disciplines within agriculture have basically come together. Everyone's working together